On the western side of the African continent, voters in Liberia are getting ready for a presidential election. The vote is scheduled for October 11th. Liberia is in many ways still recovering from its long civil war. The conflict left more than 250,000 people dead and destroyed much of the country's infrastructure. Liberians made a different sort of history in 2005 when they elected Ellen Johnson Sirleaf as president. She was Africa's first elected female head of state. Now Johnson Sirleaf is hoping to get reelected, but it's not clear she has the votes this time around. Bonnie Allen reports from the capital, Monrovia.
As Ellen Johnson Sirleaf crisscrosses Liberia on the campaign trail, marching bands and traditional drum groups welcome her. And large crowds wait for hours on the side of the road just to catch a glimpse of her. Ma Ellen, as she's known here, is 72. Her most loyal supporters are usually women. They say they love her.
I just love her.
I'm voting for Ma Ellen because I want her to end what she has started. She has developed our country, she built roads, cleaners.
In 2005, Sirleaf became the first elected female president in Africa. More than half of her support came from women. She's counting on that again.
The women's role have always played a big role. They played it in the 2005 election, and it's going to be one of the essential elements of my victory, if I have victory, that the women will come out and vote for me. I've worked for them. I expect them to vote for me in appreciation.
Sirleaf is a Harvard-educated economist. She's won international acclaim for her work in Liberia, a country devastated by 14 years of civil war. She's negotiated nearly $5 billion in debt relief, another $13 billion in committed foreign investment, and she's dramatically increased government revenues. She's fixing roads, rebuilding schools, and restoring health services. But not all women appreciate what Sirleaf has done in her 6 years as Liberia's president. At a small cookshop in Monrovia, Seba Jala stirs a pot of bubbling soup. The mother of five voted for Sirleaf in 2005.
I voted for her so our life can be improved.
Bajala says she won't vote for Sirleaf again.
My husband, he is now working. My children and I'm going to school.
Jala says that her husband still hasn't found a job. She can't afford to send her oldest children to school because only primary education is free. And she works 14 hours a day just to feed her family.
Like rest, present I buy rest, $50.
Down the street, Mummy Foley complains that the price of rice is too high, $50 a bag. That's enough for her to switch her allegiance.
I voted for Ellen last year.
Foley says she voted for Sirleaf in 2005, and she still has nothing. Sirleaf says it's hard for people to understand that it takes time.
They figure that I would just turn things around, you know. There would just be a quick fix, a magic wand, and everybody would have a job, everybody would be wealthy. It took us a while to mobilize the resources. It took us a while to fix the infrastructure. It took us a while to get our institutions functioning. Now we've done it. The hard work is over. And we just have to tell them, just be patient now, 1 or 2 years. The results now should be able to expand rapidly.
Sirleaf faces tough competition in this presidential election. Her main opponent, Winston Tubman, is also Harvard-educated. And his running mate is the soccer star George Weah, who almost beat Sirleaf in the last election. On top of that, they've been endorsed by an influential female senator, Jewel Taylor. She's the ex-wife of Charles Taylor, Liberia's former president who's being prosecuted for war crimes in The Hague. In 2005, Jewel Taylor threw her support behind Sirleaf, but not this time.
Somehow the gains made by Liberia, major corporations coming into Liberia, they are now transmitted into tangible benefits for Liberians, especially in terms of the provision of jobs.
They say to me, we thank you for the roads, and we thank you for the schools, and we thank you for the clinics. We thank you that women today have more participation.
Still, Sirleaf is a formidable campaigner who delivers fiery speeches. As she commands the microphone in a packed church, she reminds women here that she's kept the peace in a country that can't afford another war. That may be her most powerful argument.
We can walk the streets. And we can be proud that we are Liberians. So I want to thank all of you.
For the world, I'm Bonnie Allen, Monrovia, Liberia.